Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. Sometimes when it's quiet in the morning, my thoughts wander back to long-gone days, days that seem like they belong to someone else. Sometimes in great clarity, and sometimes with very soft edges, the images wander into my first cup of coffee or my dawn watch at the kitchen window. I love the first light of a day. As rough as the middle of the night can be with its to-do list worries and circular stress streams, first light is the antidote. First light is reprieve and promise. In my better world, first light peace is what the rest of the day should feel like. This morning I woke up to the light and the sound of Fillmore East, the long-gone performance venue in New York City. In those days, the Fillmores, East and West, were the places to see the best in contemporary music. It was the spring of 1969, and Taj Mahal was playing there. The James Cotton Blues Band was on the bill, too. They were both opening for Joni Mitchell. Yep, Joni Mitchell. My buddy John Rossi, who was quite possibly the greatest parallel parker of automobiles ever, which is a big plus when seeing a show in Manhattan, bought two tickets and told me the day of the show that we were going. John was also a brilliant guitarist, and he had an unerring judgment of musical talent. If John said a show was worth going to, that show was worth going to. I believe the tickets cost $9.95. I had completely forgotten that Fillmore East, the hottest concert venue of the day, lasted only about 3 years. By 1971, popular music, especially rock music, had moved to very large venues, arenas, stadiums. There's a smallish stadium in Forest Hills, Queens, New York, that is still in operation. In addition to being the home of the United States Open Tennis Tournament, it booked important musical acts, still does. In August of 1967, my buddy John told me we had tickets to a show that featured a new band called The Doors, who were the opening act for Simon and Garfunkel. Now, I was a big fan of Simon and Garfunkel, saw them in Central Park once along with 250,000 of my closest friends. Anyway, on that night in Forest Hills, most of the sellout crowd was there to see the headliners. The Doors were a curiosity, at best. When the soon-to-be-fabulously famous band got into that 5-minute keyboard solo in Light My Fire, a lot of us became restless. Around minute 3 of the solo, you could see people rolling their eyes and leaning in to talk to each other. At 4.5 minutes, folks stopped being polite. By the time the long riff ended, booing had ensued. Yep, the Doors were booed at Forest Hills. Jim Morrison flipped us the bird. Everyone had expressed themselves. Ah, the good old days. But back to first light. I remember Laura Erickson talking about her early morning rituals. She's an early riser. She makes it a habit not to turn on the lights in the house until the first light gives way to the dawn. She has her coffee and sits by a window, and she listens. I like my early morning to be quiet. I do not appreciate conversation until breakfast or later. This has occasionally surprised a house guest or two who think of me as talkative and gregarious. There are folks in the world who need to tell you what's on their mind, and there are folks who don't. There are folks who need to talk incessantly about themselves. These people are annoying. These people should be paying the listener, a therapist, when talking about themselves. This would help support a healthcare professional while providing an outlet for the narcissist. Who knows? Someday the chatterbox might even kick the habit. Now, I can be very opinionated, but never before 9 a.m. No, my early morning is not for opinions or day planning. The sound of a television before noon causes me to turn pale and leave the room. Mary meditates in the morning and I ruminate. Mary is a practicing Buddhist and I am a practicing isolationist. Fortuitous combinations that help make the two of us one well-adjusted person.